In our petition, we petitioned the South African Embassy or High Commission in Swaziland that they must, we requested President Zuma to put Swaziland on the agenda for democratization, because you know that in the SADC region now, the leader is President Zuma, who is a South African president. We also asked that the South African government help us to freeze assets for the ruling elite, who, because they've been looting our economy and investing in South Africa, because South Africa is our neighbor. We also were requesting South Africa to stop providing medical care for our ruling elite, because our hospitalization, our hospital care in Swaziland is very poor. So most of the leaders in Swaziland, they go to South Africa to get medical attention. We also were asking for South Africa to help us identify the children of the ruling elite who are getting better education in South Africa, while the education system in Southern standard has gone down drastically due to neglect that the government of Southern is doing. We then also, to the American embassy, we also asked the assistance of the American embassy, American in the democratization of Swaziland, and also making sure that they help us in freezing assets of the ruling elite who have invested in the G8 and even in the Arab world, for the Americans to assist us. And we also petitioned the Ministry of Finance because we believe that we are in the crisis because of the mismanagement, corruption, and generally, state of mismanagement in the Ministry of Finance, which has led us to the current crisis economically.
I'm hearing from some officials of the government that your demand for democratic reforms does not have strong local support in Swaziland. All you have is perhaps international support. Is that the case?
No, it's locally. We are supported. All the workers in Swaziland support democratizations of the country. But the problem with the government is that they are egocentric, because they are benefiting from the system. The current system of government is quite deplorable, because there is no opposition in parliament. People are elected on their individual merits, and most of the people who are elected, the electorate, because the electorate in Swaziland is not educated such that you find that people elect people just because they have got cars and they give people lifts and they buy them loaves of bread when they are campaigning. So we think that we need a multi-party democracy that is going to be accountable and have transparency, so that we have a very better governance in Swaziland.
Doesn't the Constitution provide that legal framework for multi-party democracy, where you participate in election to elect your own leaders to represent you in parliament?
The current constitution has provisions, in terms of the Bill of Rights, but when you go to Section 79 of the Constitution, it takes away the rights of freedom of association, because it says people who go to parliament are going to go there on their individual merit. Our constitution does not clearly state that political parties are banned or political parties are free to operate. So what is the use of a political party if it cannot contest elections? But on another note, currently, Swaziland has banned one of the main political parties in Swaziland called PUDEMO. They've banned it and labeled it a terrorist organization. So there is no political party that operates in Southern freely. Even the one that has not been banned, the Ngwane National Liberatory Congress, is also operating underground, because in Swaziland, political parties are not allowed to operate freely, because they are taken as anti-Swazi. They say you are anti-Swazi if you want political parties. So the majority of the people who want democracy, some of them cannot speak freely because they are scared of the regime.